In this bulletin, China says Australia needs to do its part to foster good bilateral relations as tensions continue. The Queensland government tries to buy a stake in airline Virgin Australia. And in sport, a big change in store for the National Rugby League when it resumes play later this month. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. China has finally responded to Australia as trade tensions simmer in the wake of the reaction to the coronavirus. Trade Minister Simon Birmingham had earlier said he has not been able to get in touch with his Chinese counterpart. Senator Birmingham had been hoping to speak to the Chinese government after the latest action by China regarding Australian beef imports. The action is being widely seen as a form of payback for Australia's advocacy for an independent inquiry into the origins of the coronavirus. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Chao Lijiang says China wants to have good relations with Australia, but he says Australia needs to foster trust and cooperation with China.
A sound and stable China-Australia relationship is in the common interests of both countries, but it requires the joint efforts of both sides. We hope that Australia will meet us halfway, earnestly uphold the principles of mutual respect, equality and mutual benefit, and do more things that are conducive to China-Australia mutual trust and cooperation, and in line with the spirit of an Australia-China comprehensive strategic partnership.
The Queensland government will attempt to buy a stake in struggling airline Virgin Australia. The airline went into voluntary administration last month due to COVID-19 travel restrictions. A state-owned funds management group has been appointed to manage the government's bid. Queensland Treasurer Cameron Dick says the government's investment could take the form of a direct equity stake, a loan, a guarantee, or other financial incentives. The state government wants to retain the airline and its headquarters in Brisbane. Greg Bamber is a professor at Monash University and an aviation author.
I think it's a good idea. Queensland Investment Corporation is very experienced as an investor and it has substantial resources. And airlines like Virgin Australia should be seen as an essential service, especially in a country like Australia, where we have vast distances between our major population centres.
But not everyone agrees. The senior federal member from Queensland, Peter Dutton, says the idea is laughable. The Tasmanian hospitals at the centre of a coronavirus outbreak will fully reopen today. The Northwest Regional Hospital in Burnie and its private counterpart will be fully operational again after a staggered resumption. 1,200 staff were forced to go into quarantine as the hospitals were cleaned and services put online following the discovery of a coronavirus cluster there about a month ago. It's thought infected passengers from the Ruby Princess cruise ship were likely the cause of the cluster. 12 out of the 13 coronavirus deaths in Tasmania have been in the state's northwest. New Zealand will today further ease coronavirus restrictions. Most businesses will be able to reopen, although social distancing rules will remain in place and gatherings will be limited to 10 people. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says New Zealand is not exempt from the economic pain much of the world is going through because of the coronavirus. But she says New Zealand can get back on track quickly if it makes the right choices.
Around the world, unemployment will rise significantly. Businesses will fail and close. Government revenue will decline. And we will feel the pain here too. New Zealand is about to enter a very tough winter. But every winter eventually is followed by spring. And if we make the right choices, we can get New Zealanders back to work and our economy moving quickly again.
New Zealand has marked its second day in a row with no fresh coronavirus cases. The misuse of opioids is costing Australia almost $16 billion per year. Research from Curtin University shows more than 645,000 Australians misuse opioids, including prescription drugs and even heroin, in the 12 months to June 2016. More than 100,000 Australians are thought to now have an opioid dependence. Misuse of pharmaceutical drugs now accounts for more deaths than heroin. In sport, the National Rugby League has confirmed games will be played with one on-field referee when the competition returns later this month. Matches have had two on-field referees since the beginning of the 2009 season. Going back to one will save millions of dollars. But many high-profile players and coaches claim it is unfair to change the rules of the game midway through a season. The National Rugby League season is set to resume on May the 28th. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth sunny 26, Adelaide cloudy 16, Melbourne partly cloudy 15, Hobart much the same 16, Canberra also partly cloudy 14, Wollongong a few showers easing later 17, Sydney a few showers and 18, Newcastle showers developing 19, Brisbane a shower or two 25, Cairns showers 29, and Darwin mostly sunny 34. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.